My father's a great worker of his. And when we were children, he used to make all our toys as well. He used to make little, you know, wheelbarrows and sledges and things like
that. He's good with the joinery.
Wake up and there was all these lovely presents and a lot of time just making these things. And it was a great fun. You know, weekends sledging down the banks, and then we get into trouble with the teacher on the Monday morning because we didn't approve of us being out and sledging with the Sunday.
She didn't, no. Yeah. You didn't take the sledges to school?
No, but she could see us from across the...
Or across the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why she objected.
Oh, she was very strict.
Yes.
We were supposed to... And the family next door too, you know, we used to... At Christmas time, we used to get all our Christmas presents, but they didn't get theirs till New Year.
Oh.
I could never understand that.
Different custom.
They didn't celebrate Christmas.
They didn't. Were they free church?
Yes.
Yes.
Presbyterian, I think, pretty much the same thing.
Yes. But they still got their presents.
They got their presents, but just a week later.
Yes.
I think we had a lot more freedom in those days.
Living there's so much space.
Not such we had sort of fame. I remember the radio used to listen to, pirate radio, you know. And
really?
Yeah. Apart from making, you know, my father used to play the fiddle. I remember when we were children, we used to march around the table. He'd be playing the fiddle, we'd be all marching along behind him. Oh. And then he was in the home guard, you know, because he was looking after an estate, obviously, and three orphan children, so he didn't get called up.
Mm.
He was in the home guard, and he took that very seriously, you know, and then he'd come home, he'd drill us all, line us all up, and make us go through all slow paths.
How often did he have to go out on home guard duty? How much did they do? You can't remember.
I think probably several times a week. I shouldn't be surprised that there was any, you know, anything that they had to deal with. You know, and most of it, I suppose, was just training.
It was just training, just in case.
They had to guard the railway line and things like that. It was a bit like Dad's army. I think he's some good stories. I think he enjoyed it really.
Yes,
we'd had our ration books, and you know, your rations were better and sugar and things like that.
Things that you bought. Mm-hmm. But you could provide for yourself.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was quite lucky. My sister didn't like butter, so I usually got her share. She preferred margarine. When she was old enough, she left school. She sort of took over looking after the house, you know. And, so we...
When she was 16?
Yeah, about that.
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. And, that was before, when I was still in school too, I was still help out. We sort of more or less learned to cook from Dundee Homecraft cookery book. I used to make my father things like jam omelettes and things like that. When they were putting in the electricity, we had two very nice electricians who used to come in for a cup of tea, and I made a jam sponge, and it was as flat as a pancake. But I remember one of them said, well, anybody can make a sponge, can make anything, and you know, that just made my day. As it can improve slightly since then. My father was a very good cook, though.
What could he do?
He was very good at most things. I think he was very well brought up. You know, he could knit, and he could, you know, make clothes. He could do all sorts of things.
So his parents taught him?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Granny lost her husband. He was quite young, you know, so she had to bring up a family.
On her own.
So I suppose she
trained them.
To be self-sufficient.
Yes, you know, so. Yes.